So, you want to make an Artfag site to win the contest and show all your friends. But there's a problem. You're not an Artfag. You're not even really artistic. You only make funny sites, you know, for the lulz. How could you ever measure up to Royale or Waffle or Mick3M? Well, don't tell any of those guys what I'm about to let you in on, but I know the inside secret to making quality Artfag sites, and I'm going to share it with you right now. First, and this should go without saying, this is step number zero. Stay away from humor. It shouldn't be too hard for a lot of you out there, but funny jokes kill the art. They cheapen it, degrade it. Basically, the two are opposite ideas. They cancel each other out. But keep in mind, you can use humor in art sites, just not funny humor. You know, wordplay and puns usually work well. Anything that's really more clever than funny, so the reaction would be, "Oh, huh, I see what you did there," rather than someone laughing aloud. For the purpose of this demonstration, and what I'm going to do here is make an Artfag site from start to finish right now on the spot with you, and we're going to leave humor completely out of it because that'll just make things more complicated. Okay, so the first step is to just pick a concept, any concept. It really doesn't matter what you choose to make it about, and I'll show you why in step two. But let me break one of the Artfag stereotypes right now, because I think a lot of people out there assume that in order to be an Artfag, you need to work with subjects that are too complicated or too smart for the common people. You need to allude to deconstructionism or futurism or some random asshole writer at the turn of the century that no one knows about. Well, bullshit. Artfags are receptive to all the same things that everyone else is. In fact, they're suckers for all the same things that YTMND users are suckers for. Basically, crappy bullshit from your childhood that you haven't gotten over because your adult life sucks, and stuff like that. So, in this project, let's do what most other artists and artfags do, steal our idea. So, stealing is a great way to do pretty much anything creative. And here's this site made by this guy called Richard Six. And it's basically Mario, the Mario Brothers, in place of the Venture Brothers, which is a show in the vein of 60s, 70s Hanna-Barbera adventure cartoons like Johnny Quest, right? Yeah. So more crappy bullshit from your childhood. Anyway, so our concept is Mario plus the Venture Brothers. And this is where step two comes in, and it's the most important step in any Artfag site. Obscuring the concept. Let me repeat that. Obscuring the concept. What does that mean? Basically, if people understand what your site is about, you're not doing it right. If people immediately and readily know what you're trying to convey to them, it's not an Artfag site. It's just garbage. You see, not understanding what exactly is going on is exactly the effect that you want your Artfag site to have. That way, fellow Artfags will act as though they know what the site is about so they can gain the smug satisfaction of being smarter than everyone else through no merit or effort, which is their ultimate goal. Now, I can hear a lot of you out there saying, "Oh, well, heck, I just won't have a concept at all. That way I won't have to worry about anyone understanding my concept in the first place." This is the kiss of death. You see, you need to have an underlying concept to start out with so that after you obscure it, as we're going to do in a minute, there's still some kind of perceivable semblance somewhere. It needs to look like it was meant to be that way. Look as though it makes sense to someone. Otherwise, you're just making random, incomprehensible bullshit, and it will show. Believe me. So keep in mind, the majority of people who see your site will not know what it means, but as long as you know what it means, it will appear to have a deep meaning. The third rule, of course, is to use expensive software that other people don't have, and use tricks that seem like they require hours of nice edits or computer smarts, when really it's just a matter of knowing which button to press and when. After Effects is the darling program of Artfag, so have your copy on hand that you pirated, because AE stands for Automatic Extra Points among Artfags. I'm just going to use Photoshop because I like it better, but whatever. That being said, let's jump right into it. So, Mario plus Johnny Quest. You know, Mario is way too overdone, and that is one of the cardinal Artfag rules, is to stay away from anything that seems cliche, and to seem as though you're going against the crowd even though you're doing what everyone else does. So, what other 8-bit thing was popular in the 80s? And I'm thinking Steve Gutenberg. Granted, he's not 8-bit, but we're going to make him look 8-bit. There. He's 8-bit now. And you might be thinking, hey, that looks shitty. And you're right. That looks shitty. But another great trick in making Artfag sites is to have one aspect look shitty, have another aspect look well done, so that people know that we meant for the shitty part to look shitty, and therefore it holds some deeper meaning and higher purpose in our grand Artfag scheme. So, let's get a nice background from Johnny Quest. I don't like Johnny Quest. So, I'm just going to use Popeye. This is a nice background, and it's from Popeye. So, now, without any cool artfag effects, this is already looking pretty good. But, it doesn't really look very good. It clearly makes no sense. Mario plus Thing is not a very good concept. So, let's use this as the start of something new, a new concept. And the real reason Steve Guttenberg has been on my mind lately, as he usually is because the guy lives near me, around my neighborhood, sort of, in my general vicinity. And I've met him before, he winked at me once, true story, and my friend told me that Steve Guttenberg came to his dad's gym to sign up his elderly father to come in and work out, and then the father came in and was really bad at working out because he was old and his dad felt bad for him and gave him the piece of gym equipment for old people that he could use at home, for free. Well, Steve Guttenberg was so pleased with this that he hand-wrote him a letter thanking him for the piece of gym equipment, and the letter now hangs on my friend's fridge. Let that be our new concept. Steve Guttenberg writing a letter thanking someone for the gym equipment. And this is great, because I've had this picture lying around in some folder for a while, and I thought it was cool, so let's use it. I'll do a shitty cut, and to make it look intentional, I'll put a drop shadow there. And by the way, drop shadows are essential for anything artfag related, so know and love them. Now I'll draw some artfag thought bubble thing, and I'll make it look like a white cloud. I'll use a gradient tool and just faggy art brushes and fade it out and overlay it over fucking, I don't know what the hell. General Photoshop things will give the false appearance of expensive software and know-how. Another important aspect of artfag sites are text. And what's great about After Effects is it has a shitload of effects that relate to text and makes it look like you spent a lot of nice edit work on doing it when you really just sat there and clicked on an effect. In this case, I'm just going to handwrite it so it looks like a letter, which is also in an artfag sort of fashion. So I'll write, "Dearest Steve, thanks for all the gym equipment. The plane crashed." And yes, I am thanking Steve Guttenberg for the gym equipment. No idea why. It's more obscuring the concept, I guess. Speaking of which, all my text here is pretty hard to read, as you can see. I'm not sure if it's too unreadable. Maybe you can read it if you sat there long enough. So let's just cross it out. And now it looks like the guy is getting frustrated and can't figure out what to write. Which is great. Deeper meaning, see? Alright, I'm just going to slap all the shit together. And let's focus on the final two elements which make our artfag sites complete. The first thing is the music, and music is do or die for artfag sites, and you've got to be wondering how to choose the right one. Now, most people just use electronic music and put it on a GIF, and, you know, that's great, but that's kid stuff. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, do I use something that fits with the image and adds meaning to the site? No, not at all. Don't shut up. Just use something that sounds cool and is obscure. Obscure again, you see? So that most people shouldn't recognize it. And a great way to assure that that happens is just open up Audacity or whatever sound program you have and just manipulate whatever song you choose so that people won't recognize it. Enough to make people not be able to recognize it, but enough to make sure that there's still a song that you can hear. I'm going to use, well, this is the most recent album I downloaded. It's by the Brass Ring, about 60s hits or something. So I'm just going to choose a song completely at random. And it's going to be The Disadvantages of You, and I'll stretch it, turn the pitch down a bit, and add distortion and an echoey kind of thing, and that sounds cool enough. All right, we're almost home free, but a crucial aspect of the site, which might not seem important at first, is the title. Holy shit, the title is everything, because you see, Artfag's ultimate dream is to never create art and to just explain to everyone why they're a brilliant artist, and then you agree with them. And that's probably why they use text so often in their sites, because with the title, you don't have to worry about making anything good. It's just text. You can't screw it up. You write what is there. So just write something that sounds smart, and it'll be good. No expensive software required, nothing. But keep in mind, the obscure the concept rule still applies. Now, I'll go with an old standard of artfaggery, which is weird letters. So I'm going to open up the character map and randomly choose foreign letters. So, since it's about Steve Guttenberg, let's title it Goose. But using weird-ass G's and O's. And there you go. YTMND is not going to be able to read these letters, so it's just going to display the code of the characters, which, you know what? That looks even artfaggier than I had intended. I am a genius, and I'm keeping it that way. And if anyone is smart enough to realize that I tried to use Windows characters and it didn't work, I'm just going to act as though they're stupid for not realizing that I intended to do that all along. So, take that, asshole. All right, Next, you've got image and sound origin, keywords and description. And you're thinking, oh great, more space for me to appear smart. Hold up there. It's true, art fags would rather explain their art than create it, but in small, small doses. Mostly because there's nothing intelligent to explain, and they would be at a loss for words if you pushed them on something. So don't start describing your work in detail or talking about the origin of your work. You're gonna just screw yourself over. You need it sound bit style. You need like a good quote. That's what the title is for. If you write anything longer than a sentence in the description, you're fucked. So here's what we're gonna do with this. Just write a letter in every one of the sound origins, a letter or two, maybe some numbers if you like it. No keywords, because that's just tasteless. And then for the description, I'd recommend nothing, but I'm just gonna write a priori, even though I forget what it means. I don't know what it means, and I've definitely heard it before. It could sort of be like priority mail, like in the context of our site. So the last thing to do here is just hit submit, and we've done it. It's an ArtFag site. We're ArtFag geniuses together, and you can be too by yourself if you just follow these three simple steps. Pick a concept. Obscure the concept. Use expensive software. If you use these three steps, you will achieve ArtFag status, which is really a great thing to achieve. Because think of it, if people love and embrace your work, that's great, because that's what we're all here for. We all want to be liked on the internet, because God knows no one is going to do it in real life. But if people don't like your work, guess what? They're too fucking dumb to understand it, which makes you better than them. So you win either way. ArtFaggery is a win-win situation. And I hope more of you faggots out there do it.